Good morning, everyone. Today is the 20th of August, Saturday morning. And today we're going to continue reading in the book of Acts. Mark is going to be reading in Acts 14 for us. From the Authorized King James Version of the Bible.
Came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both the Jews and also the Greeks, believed. The unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil, affected against the brethren. All time therefore abode they, speaking boldly of the Lord, which gave testimony of the Lord of his grace, granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided in part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. And there was an assault made both the Gentiles and also the Jews with their rulers, using the spite way to stone them. They were aware of it and fled into Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. There sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to heal, and said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. When the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying, "The speech of Lycaonia, gods will come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas, Jupiter, and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Jupiter, which for their city brought oxen and garlands into the gates, had done sacrifice to people, which from the apostle Barnabas and Paul heard of. They rent their clothes and ran among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do you do these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and priests unto you, that you should turn from the vanities of the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. In times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left on himself without witness, and that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven with fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these same scarce restraining they the people, they had not done sacrifice to them. There came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, persuaded the people to have him stoned. Paul drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. The next day departed with Barnabas to Derbe. When they had preached the gospel at the city and taught many, they returned again to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue the faith that we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. When they had ordained the elders of every church that prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. After they had passed through Poseidon, they came to Pamphylia. When they had preached the word of purpose, they went down into Italia, but thence sailed Antioch, from which they had been recommended the grace of God for the purpose of fulfilled. They were come and had gathered a church together that rehearsed all that God had done with them, how he had opened the door of faith in the Gentiles, and there they had abode a long time in Cyprus.
Thank you, Mark.